Blog Talk Radio.
You call in yet?
Yep. Oh, huh? Okay. I'm called in. Okay.
All
okay,
right.
I'm on. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is me. This is Mary. So we're going to still be talking about Joseph.
Yeah.
Yes. It is the word and prayer in the eyes of a layperson. Had problems getting on, but we're on now. So we thank God for the ones that are tuned in. We've been talking about Joseph and his journey with his brothers and his dad. And we've been talking about how when he was 17 years old and how God began to deal with Joseph in dreams and how he had a hard time with his brothers and they had put him in the pit and all that because they were jealous of him because he had a coat of many colors that his daddy favored him, but God was dealing with Joseph. And they had put him in the pit, they had wanted to kill him, but then they put him in the pit and then they pulled him out and sold him to, he got sold to the Israelites and they took him down to Egypt and he was a slave to Potiphar. And everything Joseph touched, God blessed him. And Potiphar put him over his house. And Potiphar didn't know nothing but just the bread that he ate. But then as time went on, everything Joseph touched, Potiphar began to, everything, he was blessed by Joseph's hand. And as time went on, his wife began to look at Joseph and she wanted him to lie with her. And he refused because he loved God. And every day as he worked, she would come and she'd say, lie with me. And he wouldn't do it. He said, I can't do this. And one day when everyone was at the house, she came in and she said, lie with me. And because he refused, he said, I can't do this against my God and you and my master because he's put everything in my hands and he's kept nothing back with you. But she began to pull at him and he pulled away, and she caught his garment. And because he pulled away, she began to scream. And she caught his garment, and she began to scream, and she lied. And Malek, he came to her and wanted her to lie, him to lie with her and all. And she put it on him, and so her husband put him in prison. But they put him in prison where the king's servants was, and Joseph was blessed in the prison, and everything that he did, the prison put him over everything. So the butler and the baker was in there, and he took care of them, and they were sad one morning. And Joseph asked them, said, why are you so sad? And they said, well, we both have had a dream, and we don't know what the interpretation of it. And he said, well, God has the interpretation. He said, tell me the dream. So they began to, the butler told him his dream, and he said, in my dream I had, and but we don't have a prayer before I tell you this. Most precious and all wise God, we thank you for this opportunity just to come to you in prayer. We thank you for this day that you have made, that you allowed us to wake up to. We thank you for the many blessings you restored upon us because you've been so good to us, God. Thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for everyone on the line. And we hope this story that God has blessed us to tell will be a blessing to someone, knowing that you have blessed them to tune in, that it will help their faith to grow as well as mine, and that it will be a blessing to the hearers because God is able to take us through whatever situation he allows us to come to. Because if he brings us to it, he can take us through it. And I give you honor, praise, and glory. And we thank you for this podcast. God, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And we ask you just to have your way. Open up our eyes, open up our ears, open up our hearts, that we receive it down on the inside, God, that we will be a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Lord, you began to bless Joseph to tell this dream because you have the interpretation. And it comes from God, not from Joseph, but from God. So the butler began to tell his dream to Joseph. And he said, I had three vines, and they did get the bud in my hand. And I also had Pharaoh's cup in my hand, and I squeezed the grapes in Pharaoh's cup. And I gave it unto Pharaoh because he had got angry with us and put us in prison. And I began to squeeze the grapes in Pharaoh's cup. And Joseph said, now these three grinds represented 3 days. And in 3 days, you're going to give this, Pharaoh's going to lift your head and you're going to give this cup back to Pharaoh. You're going to be able to give this cup back to Pharaoh. And said, please remember me because I was falsely accused that I might be able to come out of this place. And so when the baker saw that his outcome was better, he told his dream. Well, he said, I also had a dream and said, I had three baskets on my head and said, they was full of baked goods and said, the birds began to eat out of the basket. And he told the baker, said, now, these three baskets represents 3 days. And said, in 3 days, Pharaoh's going to lift your head up. And said, he's going to hang you on, and you're going to be hung, and he's going to lift your head off of you in 3 days. And so what the thing that he told them, that's what happened. 3 days, the butler was going to be back into his office, giving the cup to Pharaoh. But in 3 days, Pharaoh was going to lift the baker's head off of him, and he was going to be killed. And so the butler didn't remember Joseph at all. But it wasn't time for Joseph to come out of the prison. Okay, so as time went on, Pharaoh, God began to deal with Pharaoh. And he began to have dreams. But it was 2 years later that Pharaoh began to have the dreams. And he began to tell his dream, but no one could tell it, and that's when the butler began to remember, and he said, he told Pharaoh that when Pharaoh got upset and angry with him and the baker, that he threw them in prison, and there was a young man, a Hebrew, in the prison, and he told their dream, and he told Pharaoh, and Pharaoh told him to bring him to them, and they took Joseph out of the prison, and he got cleaned up, washed up, and shaved and all, and they brought him before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh told Joseph his dream, and Joseph began to tell him what the dream meant. And he said, there's no one else that can tell this dream. So he took Joseph, and he put him in self-command, took his dream, his ring off of his finger, put it on Joseph's finger. And he said, no man is greater than I, and said, you will be the one. He made him governor. And Joseph went before Pharaoh, and he went over all the land. And Pharaoh put him in the second command, because he said, there's nobody else that can interpret dreams like you. So you're going to be the one that be over all this, because there's nobody else that God deals with. In other words, in my words, like God dealt with you. So God elevated him in that one day because God had dealt with Joseph, and it took him all those years, and he was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh. Praise God. But now he was 17 years old when God dealt with him in dreams. But it took him all those years for God to get him ready to be able to stand before Pharaoh. He was a slave all those years, but God was getting him ready. to stand before Pharaoh. Praise God. And so here he is, governor, and he goes out, and he got it put in him, that knowledge, to be able to go out and do what God had prepared him to do. And we and so now we're getting ready to Pharaoh gave him a wife and all that and put him back in command. Praise God. And here he is 30 years old. And here we're going to start telling the story about Joseph. And and this is in the, what chapter is this in? This is in the 34th chapter of Genesis. And it's the fifth verse. And it says, and, okay, it tells about all this. And then here it is, the 48th verse. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, because it was going to be 7 years of famine, and it was going to be 7 years of plenty. And the 7 years of famine was going to be so grievous that they were going to even remember the 7 years of plenty. But Joseph, God gave him the knowledge to know how to gather up all the food of the plenty so they would have food during the grievous years of famine. So here Joseph is, he's gathering up all the food of the plenty so they would have food when the grievous years came. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the fields which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered the corn as the sand of the sea, very much, which he left numbered, where it was about without number. And unto Joseph were born unto two sons before the years of famine came, which the daughters of the priest of On bore unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, hath made me forget all of my Torah and all my father's house, because he had a hard time at his father's house. His brothers hated him so. They was jealous of him, and they wanted to kill him because his father favored him. And they put him in the pit. They took his coat of many colors, and they put him in the pit, and they took his coat and dipped it in, killed a kitten, dipped it in blood, and took it to his father and said, is this your son's coat? And he said, my son had been no doubt torn in pieces by a wild animal. And Joseph called the name of his firstborn, his secondborn, his firstborn Manasseh. And his name of the second he called Ephraim, for God had called me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction, because he was a slave in Egypt. And when you're a slave, they just treat you whatever way. And when he was in the prison, Lord have mercy, no doubt he was in stocks when he wasn't serving other people. Praise God. And the 7 years of plenty that was in the land of Egypt was ended. So he was 7 years of famine and 7 years of plenty. That was 14 years. And the 30 years and 14, he was 47 years altogether, doing all the plenty and the famine. And the 7 years of drought began to come, according as Joseph had said. So see, the dream was coming true, what he had dreamed when he was dreaming when he was in the land with his daddy. And his brothers, them, bent down, bowed down, you know, when he shears. They bowed down to him. And then when he had the other dream, and his dad, and he said, you mean your mother and I are going to bow down to you? That's coming true now. But it took a while for that to happen. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, and what he said to you, do. And the famine was all the land of the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and so unto the Egyptians, and the famine waxed worse in the land of Egypt. And all the countries came unto Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because the famine was over, was sore in all the lands. Now listen, this is what's happening now. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do ye look one unto another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down hither and buy for us, for hence that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy corn. But now he didn't send Benjamin. He sent the 12 sons. And here they go. They fulfilling the dream that Joseph had. They going down to Egypt and they going to bow down to Joseph, just like the dream that he had, that they was jealous of him by his fulfilling. It's time for it to fulfill. But now maybe he's not going to send Benjamin, because he don't want to something to happen to Benjamin, because he is from the wife that he loved so good, and that was Rachel. And that was Joseph's whole brother, praise God. So he sends them down to buy corn, and he sends other stuff by them to go down. And they all go down to, and he sends money with it. And when they get down there, Joseph is going to find out if they changed or if they the same that they were before, because they was mean to him and they was jealous of him. But now they not going to recognize him, because he going to be dressed like the Egyptians dressed. He not going to be like Joseph was, praise God. And he going to be like them, and he going to have an interpreter to speak to them. And so he going to try them and see if they're like they were before. So they going to come down to buy food. And he going to say, he going to ask them about who they are, and he going to say, are you spies? You are spies. You come to see the nakedness of the land. And they're going to say, no, we are the sons of one man. We were 12, but we are 11 now, and our father's old, and our youngest is with our father. And he's going to say, no, you are spies, and you come to see the nakedness of the land. So now I'm going to let you prove yourself. We're going to let you, so many of you stay, and we're going to let you, one, go back. You know, we're going to let you prove yourself, because we're going to see if they really who they say they are. And we're going to tell it and read some more of the story so you'll find out. And Joseph said unto them, that it is that I speak unto you, saying, ye are spies. Thereby ye shall be proved by the life of Pharaoh. Ye shall not go from hence, except your youngest brother come hither. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your word may be proved, whether there be any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies. So see, he wanted to see if they were true, different. God, he didn't want them to be the same as they were before. So listen what they say. And he put them all together unto war 3 days. And Joseph said unto them the third day, this do and live, for I fear the Lord. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be found in the house for your prison, though ye carry corn for you, the famine of your house. But bring your youngest brother to me, so shall your words be verified, and ye shall not die. And they did so. And they said one to another, we are verily guilty concerning our brother. See, they didn't know he understand what they were saying. They knew that they was guilty, and that we saw the anguish of his soul when he brought beside us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. And Reuben answered them, saying, spake I not unto you, saying, Do not sin against the child, and ye will not hear. Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spake unto them by an interpreter. And he turned himself about from them and wept, and returned them again, and communed with them, and took from them Simeon, and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn, and to restore every man's money to his sack, and to give them provisions for the way. And thus did he unto them. And they laid their asses with the corn, and departed hence. And then as they went on their way and they opened their sacks, they saw their money. And they didn't know what to think. And when they got home, told they daddy, and they told them, said, now, we can't go back unless we take Benjamin. But he was determined that he wasn't going to let Benjamin go. But as time went on, they ate all the coin. And daddy told, said, now you're going to have to go back again. But they told their daddy, said, now, we can't go back unless we take Benjamin. And he said, no, I'm not going to let Benjamin go. But they said, he won't let us see his face when we take Benjamin. And therefore, his daddy had to let Benjamin go. And as time went on, they went back. And the famine was sore in the land. And it came to pass when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, go again and buy us a little food. And that's when they told him they're going to have to take Benjamin. And he surrendered and let them take Benjamin. And when Joseph, okay, and so then they went on. And when Joseph and the man took their presents, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and they rose up and went down to Egypt. Now listen what happened then. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, bring these men home and make ready for these men and dine with me and let them dine with me at noon. So she was so happy to see Benjamin. And the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house, said, O sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy our food. And it came to pass when we came in to the inn that we opened our sack, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of the sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And he said, peace be unto you, for fear not your God, and the God of your father hath given you treasures in your sack, and they have your money. And he brought Simeon out unto them. But look what happened. And they ate, and he gave, and they made ready to present Joseph, came out at noon, and they heard that they had eaten bread. And he asked them of their welfare, and is their father well, the old man of whom he asked, is he alive? He lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin and his mother's son, and he said, is this your younger brother of whom he spake unto me? And Joseph made haste of his bowels, did join upon his brother, and he saw where he wept, and he entered into his chamber and wept. It touched him so, but he couldn't let them see him weep. And they said for him by himself, for they by themselves, and the Egyptians did not eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews. And he set them in order, one each age, you know, in the age that they sat in. And then they sent them out in the morning. But look what happened. And he took and sent message unto them before him. But Benjamin's mess was five times much than the others. And they drank, and they were merry. And he commanded them, stewards, fill the man's sack with food and make and as much as they can carry and put every man's money in their sacks and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack of the youngest. So he put it in Benjamin's sack. He's still trying to prove them. And after that, he has them to leave that early in the morning. And then when they leave, before they get gone so far, the man comes and stops them again, for you do evil for good. And he lets down, and he has them let down their sack. And he says, somebody stole the silver cup, the master's cup. And whoever's cup, he's saying, they don't have to be a slave to the king, to him. And so they let down the cup, and it's in Benjamin's cup. And who has to go back? Benjamin. They don't want nobody but Benjamin. But look what happens. And Judah, his brother, comes to Joseph's house, but he was yet there, and they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said unto them, what deed is this that ye have done? Woe ye not that such a man as I can certainly divine? And Judah said, what shall we say unto my Lord? What shall we speak, or how shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of thy servant. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he, also whom the cup is found. And he said, God forbid that I should do so. But the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, get you up in peace unto your father. Then Judah came near unto him and said, O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ear, and let not thine anger burn against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, have ye a father or a brother? And we said unto my Lord, we have a father, an old man, and a child of an old age. A man one, and his father is dead, brother is dead. And he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And thou saidst unto thy servant, bring him down unto me, that I may set my eyes upon him. And we said unto my Lord, the lad cannot leave his father, for it is he should leave his father would die. And thou saidst unto thy servant, except your young brother come down to me, ye shall see, not see my face no more. And it come to pass when we came down unto thy servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord. And our father said, go down again to buy a little food. And we said, we cannot go down except younger brother be with us. Then will we go down, for we may not see his face except our younger brother be with us. And his father, he didn't want to send him, but that was the only way we'd get food. For thy servant surety, for the lad is my father, said, if I bring him not unto thee, then I shall bear the blame to my father forever. Now therefore I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman to my Lord, and let the young, the lad go up unto his brother. For now shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with thee, lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come to my father. He was willing to stay and let the lad go. Joseph saw that they had changed, and Joseph could not refrain himself. Therefore, before all them that stood by him, he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, with Joseph, made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians, the house of Pharaoh, heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? and his brothers could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold unto Egypt. Now therefore be not afraid, not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. See, they did it for evil, but God did it. It turned for the good. See, they did it for evil, but God did it for good, to preserve life. And see, God had planned it all along. It was in God's plan to preserve life. That's how they got down into Egypt. God had told Abraham that your seed is going to be in a strange land, but they're going to come out. They're going to be down there 400 years, but they was going to come out rich. So see, that was God's plan. But that's how they got down into Egypt, through the 12 tribes of Israel. Praise God. Through Abraham's tribe. The 12 tribes of Israel. That's how Jacob's children. That's how they got down into Egypt. Came out with a strong arm. Moses brought them out with a strong, through God's strong hand. Praise God. So God had a plan from the beginning through Abraham's. So see, we don't understand always what God is doing. But he was working way back there through Joseph's dream. And that's how the children, that's how his children got down into Egypt. Praise the Lord. And they suffered all those 400 years. They suffered through Pharaoh. So when those children, they died out. Praise God. And another Pharaoh rose up. And the children of Israel, they kept multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. Even Pharaoh, the new Pharaoh, they put them under taskmasters. Praise God. He wanted them to kill the boys, babies. But they was afraid, and they didn't kill Moses. They didn't kill him. And Pharaoh's daughter took Moses and raised him up as her child. Praise God. So see, God had a plan worked. Praise the Lord. So we don't always understand what's going on. But Joseph, through him, praise God, he was second in command. And his brothers, they went and got Jacob and brought him down. Praise God. And they had to bow down to Joseph and his brethren. And they kept on multiplying and multiplying. Tell you, God's plan is better than man's plan. But we have to do what God says.
If the mics is open, we can let people have something to say.
But if the mic is not open, we're going to go on and have prayer. We thank God for the story of Joseph, how God dealt with him in the beginning, and how he came through and became a great man, and how God used him to be second in command to Pharaoh. And God blessed him. Praise God. And he had Manasseh, and he had Ephraim. God blessed him in a strange land. Praise God. And the children of Israel, they came out with a strong arm. So we have to live holy before God. As men and women, we have to live holy before God. Because he wants us to live holy. He wants holy people. Because he's coming back to his church without spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. And we have to give God the credit for what he does for us.
praise God. And as we get opportunity, we have to tell what God does. We give our testimony. Tell people what God is doing, because he's a good God, and he takes care of his people. And we want to request prayer for our sister-in-law, Yolanda. We want to ask for prayer for our people, our pastor, Bishop R.C. Bryant. We want to ask prayer for our sister in Christ, Elaine Wagner. We want to ask prayer for the Armstrong family. And we want to ask prayer for just all the people that's going through. Thank God. And we give praise unto God for all his kindness that he shows to us. Because people are suffering now. People's going through the grief families. And we thank God for those that are listening. We ask God to bless those that's going through. Precious God, we thank you for this broadcast. We ask you to have mercy, God, and continue the ones that's going through this grieving today. We ask you to remember those that on the highways and hedges, those in the highways and hedges. And we ask those that's on the prayer line today. If anyone would have anything to say at this time. Sister Margaret, is you out there? Anyone want anything to say?
Peace and blessings, family. Minister.
Praise God.
Praise God. So when your lesson was so perfect for today and the time, Minister Mary, when you talked about Joseph went through preparation. Joseph had a relationship with the Most High.
Yes, he did.
And he knew that God needed him to do something. In other words, we trust God for everything, but can God trust us?
Can he trust us?
And the Most High was able to trust Joseph because he was able to take care of people that did him wrong, was attempting to kill him, but he fed multitudes of people. He fed them.
Yes, he did.
And he also had to go through that preparation time. That time that he had to sit down in the prison and study, talk to different people, find out their perspectives. And God had to prepare them.
But just think,
we couldn't, if Joseph didn't do what he did, where would we be?
Right. Where would we be? That's right.
Where would we be? Right. If we didn't do what we did, there's people, it's not just for us. God didn't give us just for us. He gave us to the multitude, just like he gave his son Christ.
That's right.
So if we fall, how many people have fallen behind us?
That's right. And we can't hold grudges. We can't hold grudges where people do us wrong. We have to rise above that and fulfill what God has gave us to do. If he were to hold grudges against those brothers, look what would have happened to them.
Yeah.
But we have to rise above that and do what God has put us to do to help those that's in need. We have to fulfill our purpose. Praise God. So we got a job to do. And we have to do our job. I can't do your job, Chaplain. I have to do what he gave me to do. Praise God. So we got a job to do, and we have to get busy and do it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God, Brother George. Pastor George.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You know,
that's
no problem. Like you were saying, like, I think a lot of folks go, the Most High God anointed you with whatever gift or anointing that he gave you. Operating that. Everybody wants to do
uh-huh.
everything else
uh-huh.
in the ministry.
Yeah.
when you only got one gift, one calling.
Right. Yes.
And when you operate through your gift.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Right. Right. Now, on gift, we fulfilling what God gave us.
That's right.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Yes. But we thank God. We thank God. I had a time getting on. I had to come in on the visitor's line. I couldn't get in on the other line. So Pastor Ronnie had to put me in on the visitor's line. I couldn't get in. But God is good. God is good.
Yes, all the time.
We thank God for y'all tuning in. And we're just going to keep keeping on regardless. So Satan will always try to block us, but we have to go beyond and keep on anyway. Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember one of my sister-in-laws, Yolanda Armstrong, she was in an accident and she got hurt, so call her name out before God, Yolanda Armstrong. Yeah.
All right. Oh, amen.
Yes, and we just going to keep on lifting God up. And keep on telling the story. That's what we're going to do. Because God is still God. And he's still on the throne. And we're going to continue to lift him up and do what he say do. Because he wants holy people. And that's what we have to be. We have to be holy before him and live the life and keep up the standard. You know,
that's
what we have to do. We can't let down the standard. We have to hold up the standard and do what God says because he's a holy God. He is a holy God. Praise God. Praise God. And we thank God for that. We thank God for that. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But brother, Pastor George, if you want to lead us out. We'd appreciate it.
Amen. Most Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for allowing us to come one more time in your name. We thank all those who have participated today in today's podcast and today's program. Most High God, we ask you that you lift everyone up and to their gift and their calling, Lord. Increase it. Enlarge their territories, Lord. Continue to send your guardian angels to watch over each and every family here today. Cover those who are in bereavement and lost of loved ones, Lord. We lift them up and give them strength. Lord, touch those who are in need of healing of their body. Lord, we ask you to increase the territories of those who are seeking you, better relationship with you, that they may touch someone else, Lord, and they may get into a higher height with you.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of your Son, the Christ, the Messiah, Yeshua, Yeshua. Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Now, will you be on tonight, Chaplain?
Yes. She'll be on at 7.
Oh, okay. Well, praise the Lord. Then we'll tune in then.
All right. Okay. Be some blessings to you.
Be blessed. Be blessed. You, be blessed.
You too. Shalom.
Amen. Amen. Shalom. Shalom.